Solomon had performed miracles, staggering breakthroughs that Moloch realized would change the world if they were ever made known. Her work will unveil the true nature of all things. For centuries, the brightest minds on Earth had ignored the ancient sciences, mocking them as ignorant superstitions, arming themselves instead with smug skepticism and dazzling new technologies, tools that led them only further from the truth. Every generation's breakthroughs are proven false by the next generation's technology. And so it had gone through the ages. The more man learned, the more he realized he did not know. For millennia, mankind had wandered in the darkness. But now, as had been prophesied, there was a change coming. After hurtling blindly through history, mankind had reached a crossroads. This moment had been predicted long ago, prophesied by the ancient texts, by the primeval calendars, and even by the stars themselves. The date was specific, its arrival imminent. It would be preceded by a brilliant explosion of knowledge, a flash of clarity to illuminate the darkness and give mankind a final chance to veer away from the abyss and take the path of wisdom. "I have come to obscure the light," Moloch thought. "This is my role." Fate had linked him to Peter and Catherine Solomon. The breakthroughs Catherine Solomon had made within the SMSC would risk opening floodgates of new thinking, starting a new renaissance. Catherine's revelations, if made public, would become a catalyst that would inspire mankind to rediscover the knowledge he had lost, empowering him beyond all imagination. "Catherine's destiny is to light this torch. Mine is to extinguish it." Chapter 15. In total darkness, Catherine Solomon groped for the outer door of her lab. Finding it, she heaved open the lead-lined door and hurried into the small entry room. The journey across the void had taken only 90 seconds, and yet her heart was pounding wildly.
"After 3 years, you'd think I'd be used to that."
Catherine always felt relieved to escape the blackness of Pod 5 and step into this clean, well-lit space. The cube was a massive windowless box. Every inch of the interior walls and ceiling was covered with a stiff mesh of titanium-coated lead fiber, giving the impression of a giant cage built inside a cement enclosure. Dividers of frosted plexiglass separated the space into different compartments: a laboratory, a control room, a mechanical room, a bathroom, and a small research library. Catherine strode briskly into the main lab. The bright and sterile workspace glistened with advanced quantitative equipment: paired electroencephalographs, a femtosecond comb, a magneto-optical trap, and quantum indeterminate electronic noise, REGs, more simply known as random event generators. Despite Noetic Science's use of cutting-edge technologies, the discoveries themselves were far more mystical than the cold, high-tech machines that were producing them. The stuff of magic and myth was fast becoming reality as the shocking new data poured in, all of it supporting the basic ideology of Noetic Science, the untapped potential of the human mind. The overall thesis was simple. "We have barely scratched the surface of our mental and spiritual capabilities." Experiments at facilities like the Institute of Noetic Sciences, IONS, in California, and the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Lab, PEAR, had categorically proven that human thought, if properly focused, had the ability to affect and change physical mass. Their experiments were no spoon-bending parlor tricks, but rather highly controlled inquiries that all produced the same extraordinary result. Our thoughts actually interacted with the physical world, whether or not we knew it, effecting change all the way down to the subatomic realm. Mind over matter. In 2001, in the hours following the horrifying events of September 11th, the field of noetic science made a quantum leap forward. Four scientists discovered that as the frightened world came together and focused in shared grief on this single tragedy, the outputs of 37 different random event generators around the world suddenly became significantly less random. Somehow, the oneness of this shared experience, the coalescing of millions of minds, had affected the randomizing function of these machines, organizing their outputs and bringing order from chaos. The shocking discovery, it seemed, paralleled the ancient spiritual belief in a cosmic consciousness, a vast coalescing of human intention that was actually capable of interacting with physical matter, Recently, studies in mass meditation and prayer had produced similar results in random event generators, fueling the claim that human consciousness, as noetic author Lynn McTaggart described it, was a substance outside the confines of the body, a highly ordered energy capable of changing the physical world. Catherine had been fascinated by McTaggart's book, The Intention Experiment, and her global web-based study, theintentionexperiment.com, aimed at discovering how human intention could affect the world. A handful of other progressive texts had also piqued Catherine's interest. From this foundation, Catherine Solomon's research had vaulted forward, proving that focused thought could affect literally anything. The growth rate of plants, the direction that fish swam in a bowl, the manner in which cells divided in a petri dish, the synchronization of separately automated systems, and the chemical reactions in one's own body. Even the crystalline structure of a newly forming solid was rendered mutable by one's mind. Catherine had created beautifully symmetrical ice crystals by sending loving thoughts to a glass of water as it froze. Incredibly, the converse was also true. When she sent negative, polluting thoughts to the water, the ice crystals froze in chaotic, fractured forms. Human thought can literally transform the physical world. As Catherine's experiments grew bolder, her results became more astounding. Her work in this lab had proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that mind over matter was not just some New Age self-help mantra. The mind had the ability to alter the state of matter itself, and, more important, the mind had the power to encourage the physical world to move in a specific direction. We are the masters of our own universe. At the subatomic level, Catherine had shown that particles themselves came in and out of existence based solely on her intention to observe them. In a sense, her desire to see a particle manifested that particle. Heisenberg had hinted at this reality decades ago, and now it had become a fundamental principle of noetic science. In the words of Lynn McTaggart, living consciousness somehow is the influence that turns the possibility of something into something real. The most essential ingredient in creating our universe is the consciousness that observes it. The most astonishing aspect of Catherine's work, however, had been the realization that the mind's ability to affect the physical world could be augmented through practice. Intention was a learned skill. Like meditation, harnessing the true power of thought required practice. More important, some people were born more skilled at it than others. And throughout history, there had been those few who had become true masters. This is the missing link between modern science and ancient mysticism. Catherine had learned this from her brother Peter, and now, as her thoughts turned back to him, she felt a deepening concern. She walked to the lab's research library and peered in. Empty. The library was a small reading room, two Morris chairs, a wooden table.